What's the one that stays on the land? Little brown?
Toad frog.
Huh?
Toad frog.
And a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Cuda, tarpon, turtle.
What's the difference?
Somebody says there's some cooters out there. They're the little small turtles that are really no good, I don't think. Or food. Now, the loggerhead, softshell, they're the turtles that we eat up here sometimes.
They stay in water?
Yeah.
What about the cooter?
He stays in water, too. He's just a little... Of course, they get out on land. You'll see them on land.
What about the terrapin?
I guess he stays in water. I see him in the water.
And something you might dig up to go fishing with?
Earthworm. Fish bait. Some people say, I'm going to dig some fish bait. And that means earthworm.
What would you call a small fish you can use for bait?
Shiner or minnows.
And a kind of an insect that flies around the light. Try to fly into the light.
There's moths, just about any kind, mosquitoes.
What was the first one you mentioned?
Moths, different kind of little moths.
You call that bugs?
Or do you have lightning bugs?
The first thing you mentioned, that was a
moth. It's just a small candlefire like thing, little butterfly looking thing, all different sizes and shapes.
How's a moth different from a candlefly?
I really don't know that. Everything is a moth, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, basically, a lot of insects.
What's one that has a light in its tail?
They call them a lightning bug, I don't know.
And something that, tiny little red thing that gets in your skin?
Chiggers, red bug.
What do y'all call them around here mostly?
I say 50-50 chiggers and red bug, you know, depends on...
Which would you say?
I call them red bug.
And an insect that hops around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Did you ever hear them called hoppergrass?
Yeah, hoppergrass, yeah, I've heard people say that. A lot of people call them hoppergrass.
Would you call them that?
I call them grasshoppers.
And if you hadn't cleaned the room in a while, stretched across the corner up in the ceiling, you might find a...
Cobweb.
How would that have been formed?
Spider.
Would you call it the same thing if it's outside across a bush or something?
No, probably that's a spider's web. I don't know why you call it a cobweb in the house.
A cobweb could have a spider living in it?
Yeah. He has to have to ever get to it.
And an insect has got you see it around water. It's got a long, thin body and two pairs of shining wings. Some people say...
Snake doctor. Hmm? Snake doctor. Okay. There's another name for him. Dragonfly, maybe.
What about mosquito hawk?
Yeah, mosquito hawk. We call them mosquito hawks, too.
What's
I call them snake doctor. They're none, far as I'm concerned.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Who? Wasps, ants, mosquitoes.
What was the first one you mentioned?
Wasps.
Talk about one of those. It'd be one.
Just one insect? It was.
Yeah, one.
One wasp stung me.
Okay, and several would be several.
Sting, several of them stung me.